We are at the Candy Vault with...
With Sean.
And how long has the Candy Vault been operating?
We have been here in downtown Summerlin at this exact spot for the last 12 and a half years.
That long? Wow, yeah. That's a while.
It has, yeah.
So you're at 171A, because I'm looking
Correct.
At the door right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. My neighbor next door is 171B.
Mm-hmm.
This used to be the Bank of Nova Scotia before they moved up Hudson Avenue across from the post office. And, of course, that company rebranded their name to Scotiabank.
Mm-hmm.
But they operated on this site here, opening in 1950. And at the back of the space that I lease is the original walk-in vault room from when it was the Bank of Nova Scotia, and hence how I came up with the name the Candy Vault.
Yeah, I saw the vault when I was back there, so yeah. I was going to ask you about that. That's really, really cool.
So we use the vault. We allow people to go in and look. Customers and kids are allowed to go in and look, of course. But we use the vault to store all of our extra inventory, and it has the original door on it. The door weighs 3,600 pounds.
Wow.
We did take the locking mechanism out so that no accidents would happen. So the door does close, but it doesn't technically lock, to be honest.
Yeah. So no one can have Seventh Heaven locked inside a vault with a bunch of candy?
That's right, exactly. But kids go in and they love it because it's usually kind of floor to ceiling full of candy. So the kids go in there and they're just amazed. Of course, I have lots of little ones that say, can we sleep over in here? Yeah. So yeah, that's sort of a little bit of the backstory on this space here, that it used to be the Bank of Nova Scotia.
Are you from around here originally?
I'm not. I've been a Salmon Arm citizen for the last 25 years. I'm originally from Ontario, and I headed west a long, long time ago with a stop in Alberta for about 6 years, and then over the Rocky Mountains and over the pass and into the Shuswap. So I came here originally to work for the Silverbacks. As my background is in business and marketing promotion. And I came here originally, 25 years ago to work for the Silverbacks is what the reason why I showed up here in this lovely little community.
But you stayed to open a candy store.
Well, I have a family and a wife and a daughter, and we raised our daughter here. And when I had sort of fulfilled all my goals with the Silverbacks and it was time to move on, we didn't want to leave this community. We really love it here. My wife has a successful business here, and our daughter was in school, and I didn't feel like I wanted to pull my family away from the community. It just wasn't fair. So I put my entrepreneurial hat on, and of course I did a research on this community and sort of looked at it, and I compared it to sort of other tourist type locations in relative terms, to places like Banff and Lake Louise and Canmore and Jasper and other places around the province and in British Columbia too, that were sort of like tourist destinations. And I said to myself, what do they have there that we don't have in Salmon Arm but would work in Salmon Arm? And that took me a while. I sort of did quite the research there, and I kind of stumbled across the idea of like a fudgery or a sweet shop or that sort of idea came up. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a hockey kind of guy, and I didn't know anything about sweets, call it 13 years ago. I really didn't. I mean, I have a sweet tooth, but I didn't know, I mean, I know lots now, but I certainly didn't know a lot of it then. And really, it was just to fill a niche, an available niche that was in Salmon Arm at that time. And I decided to take the big leap, if you will, and came up with this crazy idea, and here I am 12 and a half years later. So that's the long story short.
Well, it's definitely a unique store. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a candy store in Salmon Arm before. I'm not really sure, but I've seen a couple of chocolate shops, but
right.
not one that dealt with...
I think before my time there was, I think you're right, there was a chocolate-type store, I believe, I think on Alexander Street, but quite a long time ago. I wasn't even familiar with that one. But I'm just really happy that the community, the Shuswap region, has really embraced my store. We've had wonderful support by the local community. And then in addition to that, I have all these wonderful families from Alberta, primarily Alberta. I should, you know, obviously people from other parts of the province as well and BC. But they come here to holiday, of course, in the summer because we're a holiday destination. And I'm just really, really lucky that a lot of these families come in year after year, summer after summer after summer, and they bring in their kids and their grandkids. And so all those great people out there also support me. So I'm really lucky. I'm really fortunate.
Well, something I noticed when I was just inside was you've got bowls of candies loose, and it's like an old-fashioned shop.
It is, yeah. That's what I wanted to do when we built the store. I wanted to kind of create like the, you know, the Willy Wonka movies and sort of the store in the first Willy Wonka movie. That kind of really old-fashioned style is what my goal was to create that really neat ambiance from yesteryear. And we did our best. I was really lucky. This was all built by all local people. Everything here was done locally. Local contractors, plumbers, woodworkers, etc. It was all local, local, local.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we just wanted to bring just an old style fashion candy shop to downtown Salmon Arm. Again, like I said, it's been well embraced by the community. I guess we've sort of become a permanent fixture. We're 12 and a half years or so in running. Yeah.
Have you had any challenges that you've had to face over the years?
Yeah, that's a fair question for sure. I have. I think for all of us in the retail world, the biggest hurdle was COVID, of course. Mm-hmm. And all of us had to get creative. And I think everybody in Salmon Arm saw a lot of that creativity with ordering from restaurants and picking up your food and all that. And we were really no different at the Candy Vault, where sadly we couldn't have people come inside when COVID first struck all of us. So we kind of shopped for people that were familiar with us, that knew that we had, you know, Whoppers and caramels and saltwater taffy and licorice and all those goodies. They would either call me on the phone inside the store or they would email me and they would say, we would like this, 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 and this. And I would go around and gather those items for them, bag it up, and they would pay over the phone with a credit card number or an e-transfer. And then I'd place their bag right at the front door, and Joe Blow, Susie Smith would show up, and there would be their bag with their goodies ready to go. And so that's how we kind of went through the COVID timeline. But yeah, like anything, retail is vulnerable, and it's up and down, and one minute you're winning, and next minute you're losing. And I've been lucky enough that with the products we carry and our style of store and everything, that, you know, I've really had wonderful support the whole time that we've been here. Of course, when we opened 12 and a half years ago, a lot of big bulk box stores in town were not here. And of course, that helped my situation when we first opened up, not having, I won't name them, you know what they are, but there was a lot of those shops that were not in existence. So out of the gate, we were really well supported. Of course, those businesses have popped up on the west side of town and here and there in malls and stuff. And we've just kind of carried on with my staff and myself, with our customer service and with our unique products, and we've been able to stay afloat.
I was going to ask if you felt the impact of those stores.
I certainly have. And, you know, there's people in Salmon Arm that need to shop at those stores, and I don't have anything against them. But downtown here, these are all Ma and Pa stores, and mine is no different. And I know a lot of the owners downtown here, and everyone's trying to survive, and everyone's trying to stay afloat. If you're, you know, food or a service or a massage, or, you know, I'm looking across the street here at Remarket, wonderful people, and Hungry Panda, and my new neighbors right next door to me, and we're all trying to do the same thing and stay alive. And yes, the box stores have come, and it is what it is. I guess we're no different from any other community that has the big box stores. But luckily, I have awesome customers, and they've stayed tried and true, I guess.
You described earlier the setup of your store and how you had envisioned the Candy Vault. Yeah. And I noticed as we walked in, there's a more of an elderly gentleman just standing there looking at the candy. It was like it was taking him back in time.
I'm glad you noticed that.
I was wondering, with tourists, there might be a family with small children, mm-hmm. but there might also be aunts and uncles or grandparents.
Absolutely.
And do you find the Candy Vault kind of bridges that generational span?
Great question, for sure. And yeah, you know, when we built the store, of course, we've been able to mature it over the last 12 years. So, It's been through a lot of listening and a lot of watching and what our customers are looking for. Now, keep in mind, and you nailed it on the head, basically my customers are from 3 years old to, let's say, 93 years old, and everybody in between. Over the years, you know, with a lot of due diligence and being smart, you know, with the space, the size that I have, I've been trying to have something for everybody. And like you said, a family comes in with grandkids and kids and adults and seniors. Well, they all don't like the same things. You know, everyone has their different likes. Kids come in, they're so excited because it's candy store. And kids are kids. They come flying through the door and they're just so excited. But what we've been able to do to the best of our ability over these last 12 years is to try our best to have a little something for everybody. So to have sweets that appeal to the seniors, to have sweets that appeal to the 50, 60 year old crowd, and, you know, and then younger people and teenagers, they're a whole different category. And it's wonderful when big family groups come in. We see a lot of that, particularly in the summer months. And then, you know, Christmas too, where you get big family groups come in, they're shopping and whatnot. You know, when we built the store too, one of our goals was to take people, and I like to use the expression, a trip down memory lane. And especially with the older folks in our community here, I love when they talk out loud, and or they talk to me, or they're talking to their friend that they're with, or they're, and they say, I haven't seen that since I was a little kid, or since I was a teenager, or since I was in my 20s, whatever. And I love that. And, you know, candy has memories. Candy creates memories. And that's, I think, the biggest pat on the back for me, is to have people, older folks, come in and make a comment to me or out loud. Oh my God, I remember when my grandmother used to reach into her purse and hand me a stick of Juicy Fruit gum, as an example. And I just love that. I love that. I love that candy brings back memories, and hopefully all good memories, of course. But yeah, people come in and they're just, oh my God, I didn't believe they still make that. And that's really, for me as the owner, I love the joy of bringing everybody happiness. That's basically my biggest pat on the back, is to do it through sweets, creating those memories for new and old. And, you know, it's really neat seeing young parents that come in with their children. And, of course, their kids have never, ever had Pop Rocks before, as an example. That's the candy that pops around in your mouth. And it's neat to see younger parents, if you will, in their 30s, 40s, that are saying to their kids, what? You haven't had Pop Rocks? Oh my God, your dad lived on those. You gotta try these Pop Rocks. And so that's another angle of the story that I just love, is passing down to the next generation, that sort of thing.
Was that something you anticipated, or was that just kind of a pleasant surprise that you were able to observe that?
It would have been a pleasant surprise for sure. I mean, we kept our fingers crossed. We were hoping for the best when we were building it and before we launched the store. We did our due diligence. We did a lot of research. On paper, it said that it should work in Salmon Arm. And of course, there's no guarantees. We're just hoping that the community would be excited about it and adopt it as their own. And luckily, it turned out that way. But there was a lot of surprises along the way, and you know, that one being one of them, where you see different generations talking to the younger generation about a particular sweet and going, oh, I used to have that, and you got to try it, it's great. And I just love that part of it.
My dad was a big Cuban lunch fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's hard to come by these days, although I think I heard somebody bought the rights to it and is starting to remanufacture it. But
that's true. The Cuban lunch has come back. I've spoken to the couple myself. They're from Camrose, Alberta. They got the patent for the Cuban lunch bar. They did a lot of work, that particular couple, and I have to hand it to them. That chocolate bar was unavailable for a very long time.
Was there a reason for that?
I think it just sort of, if I can use the expression, it just sort of faded away. For whatever reason, I'm not sure. But it's back better than ever. And I think it's been maybe about, oh gosh, could be embarrassing, but 3 years or so now. And we have it here at the Candy Vault, and it's a wonderful bar. And again, speaking of nostalgia, speaking of trip down memory lane, that's certainly one item for sure that brings back memories. People come in here and they go, oh my God, I can't believe you have that. And I just love that. I love when we're able to surprise people with a treat that they haven't seen in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, sort of thing.
I always liked Pep Chew.
No word of a lie. I bet you I've been asked for Pep Chew 500 times. I'm not joking. Sadly, that one is still discontinued as we speak. But you never know, like the Cuban lunch, it may be resurrected someday. But I've been asked for that, oh my gosh, so many times.
You ever get asked for one you haven't heard of?
Absolutely. The candy world is so big. Of course, I can't have it all. I don't have the space to have it all, nor do I have contacts to find certain sweets from different parts of the world. So, yeah. And, you know, of course, I feel bad. I would love to have it for every person that comes in. Do you have candy ABC? I'd love to have it, but it's just the nature of the beast. I can't have them all. But it certainly makes me feel great when I do have something that they ask. They say, do you have this? And I go, I sure do. It's right over here. And people are like, oh.
What about Mojos? They still make Mojos?
I had Mojos when we first opened up. Sadly, that's one, and it's so popular. So popular. And that's another one that has kind of fizzled out. I don't know why, but to my knowledge, they're not manufacturing it, and they haven't been for some years now. I wish they would, because, oh my goodness, like you, that's a perfect example of an item that is so popular from yesteryear. I wish they were still making it, because we have a lot of people here just in Salmon Arm that are looking for that item.
I remember as a kid, there's an element of surprise and excitement to purchase a grab bag, and you were never sure exactly what was in there, but you would hope for certain things. Do you do that?
Yes. We call them surprise bags. Same thing, grab bag, surprise bag. And the younger kids love them. And it's so funny because I do get young boys and girls that will come up to me and say, can you tell me what's inside here? And they have a surprise bag in their hand. And I tell them, well, I can't because it's a surprise. The young kids love it because they just can't wait to rip into it and see what they have inside. So we put in gummies and Tootsie Rolls and lollipops and a whole bunch of different things. And the kids love it. As if they were sort of trick-or-treating and then they go spill their bag out at home on the kitchen counter. It's the same sort of concept where we put in a whole bunch of little things. And they can't wait to go home and see what treasures they got.
As you said earlier, candy creates memories. And I'm sitting here listening and I can remember almost every time I would go to the corner store, how tall I was and how high the counter and where the candy was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've told this story to many customers, but I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, and we were very close growing up, and we still are. And we'd either get some allowance from my mom and dad, or my grandma would come to visit, my grandma and grandpa, and eventually my grandma would reach into her purse, and she'd give my brother and I 50 cents each, sometimes a dollar. Well, holy moly, just like you said, we would get on our pedal bikes. We didn't have a candy store like the candy ball. We had like a corner store. And we'd go over there at 100 miles an hour on our bicycles, drop our bicycles at the front door, run inside, and this 50 cents in our pockets or a dollar was burning a hole. And we absolutely couldn't wait to get our favorite treats. It was like winning the lottery. It really was as a young kid. And really, you know, I've seen that here where the kids come running through my front door. They're just about tripping over one another as they come in. And their, you know, parents are behind them or their grandparents. And they're so excited. I had that excitement when I was a kid. And I just love seeing it now with the young kids that come running in here. Their eyes are wide as saucers and they're like, oh! And I just love it. Makes my day.
Has it occurred to you that people in 40, 50, 60 years are going to think back to the candy vault? And have you thought about...
Wow, thank you. That's a wonderful remark. I've never thought of it that way. I hope so. I hope so. Down the road, people have memories. Even in just over 12 years' time, I've been able to experience that. And what I mean, for example, kids that were 10 years old are now 22 years old. And they come in. Sometimes I can remember them by their face. Sometimes I can't. And, you know, these young people in their 20s come in and they're, you know, these boys are now 6'2" or 6'4". And the girls are all tall and grown up as well. And they go, God, I used to come in here when I was a little kid. They either work or live in Salmon Arm in the area, or they live somewhere else and they're back here visiting family. Of course, they come back in to get treats, but the fact that they'd say, well, I used to come in here when I was little, and now they're, you know, in their 20s or older, and I'm just floored by that. So, yeah, your comment about, I hope people remember what I tried to do here, and I hope people talk about it 10, 20 years from now down the road.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. That would make my day if they did.
You're creating new memories with kids.
Yeah, I think so. We try our best to have a fun space for people to come and enjoy our music and cartoons and ambiance and hard to find candies. At the end of the day, we are a specialty store, and typically I stock things that you don't see at other places in Salmon Arm that you can buy candy. And that's why people come here, because they can't get various chocolate bars or sweets at these other locations. So it's a specialty store. But again, it's all about creating memories, like you said. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We're, right from day one, we wanted to create a fun place for people to visit.
I think that's great. From my perspective, I think kids are missing out on a lot of things that we may have grown up with and aren't around anymore. So I think a candy store is a pretty important thing, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I agree with that. I mean, obviously, the world's a rapidly changing place with technology. Yeah, this store is supposed to be kind of bring you back to simpler times, if you will. I think with some of that, I was fortunate when I grew up, I didn't have all of the technology and things that are flooding our world right now. And I mean, it's good and bad, but yeah, this is supposed to be a trip down memory lane and kind of simpler times and coming in, and we put everyone's sweets into like little brown paper bags and we scoop it for everybody. So we have the glass candy jars behind glass in a display case, and it's like the old style of service where we grab your favorite jelly beans or your favorite gummies and we scoop them and put them into a little bag for you. So I wanted to give that old time nostalgic experience. That's what we wanted to do.
I definitely see it in there. You see it in the movies, the old candy store with the glass jars up again. It's very retro.
I mean, and retro is awesome. Nostalgic retro, it is red hot. People love it. Mm-hmm. And I think to take people away from the stresses of the world we live in and the cost of living nowadays, you know, a kind of a walk down memory lane, a store that kind of simplifies things, just gives people a break from the everyday stress. I hope, anyway.
Yep.
Even if it's for 5 minutes.
Yeah. But, you mentioned fudge. Do you sell fudge?
We do, yeah. Actually, we make the fudge ourselves on site. It's about one of the only things that we actually make. I can't lie. A lot of these products are brought in from big supply warehouses that I have contracts with. But the fudge we make right on site here, I make it myself. I've been making fudge for about, off the top of my head, about 4 years now. I get better and better all the time. I've been told people enjoy the fudge that we make here, so that makes me happy. And yeah, fudge is definitely a big component of the store. We didn't have it from day one, but off the top of my head, about four-ish years ago, a sweet shop in Steveston's Village, down the lower mainland.
By Richmond.
Yes, yep. Right by Richmond, Steveston Village. Cute little touristy spot. They were an older couple, and they decided to retire. I heard through the candy grapevine that they were selling off all their equipment and shelving and whatnot. So we heard that they were selling all of their fudge equipment. There's a special kettle to cook it in, and et cetera. So my wife and I drove down there. We had this arranged before going out, and we went down and met them at their store. They were still actually open, but they were slowly selling off, not so much the candy, but they were selling off bigger equipment and things. And we purchased that from them and brought it back to Salmon Arm. And I've been trying my hand at it ever since.
Are there any other candy makers in town? I mean, we're not going to find the variety of candies from our youth made in Salmon Arm. That's a given, right? But is there anything local that...
There is. In fact, just recently, I'm just starting to get relationships built with two businesses in town. I believe they're both from Tappan. On Saturday mornings, there's a wonderful farmer's market right here at Alexander and just below Hudson Avenue here, right where the water fountains are.
Ross Street Plaza.
Thank you, Ross Street Plaza, pardon me. And I met both of these ladies who own businesses. I can't recall their names of the businesses off the top of my head, but one lady makes freeze-dried candy, and so her and I are discussing a working relationship. And the other lady sells a whole bunch of products, including really beautiful cone bags full of like sugared nuts and different products like that. So, yeah, again, just as the loud vehicles go by here. But, yeah, so to answer your question, I want to do more working with people locally. I've done a little bit in the past. And if we all scratch each other's backs and we support one another. And, yeah, there are lots of wonderful local artisans that make everything, including sweets, coffee, sweets, a whole bunch of stuff. And so, yeah, I'm trying to bring in a few more lines into my store and support two local businesses. So,
yeah, that's great.
I'm excited about it, actually.
Do you sell soft drinks? I remember myself, a bottle of pop would be just as important as getting candy, but these days, it's hard to know these days with all the different types of drinks. There's the energy drinks and whatnot. So, do you find people still looking for pop?
Absolutely. You know, I have, being the old-fashioned candy store, most of our soda is in glass bottles. And it's true. Everyone says it tastes so much better coming out of a glass bottle. And I have to agree with them. I don't carry energy drinks here. That's usually really well handled here in town by all the convenience stores. So I don't get into energy drinks. But yes, people are looking for old-fashioned sodas. And I'll tell you, the number one flavor at the candy vault is root beer. Root beer outsells colas, cream sodas, lemonades, etc., etc. Root beer is number one at the candy vault. I can't speak for other candy stores, but for mine, boy, oh boy. And we normally carry half a dozen or more different root beers, and root beer is number one. People love a nice cold root beer on a hot day. Yeah, so yeah, sodas are, I think, an integral part of our business. Of course, we sell more in the warmer months, can't lie. We sell more in the, like, we'll sell a lot here in the hot shoo-shwop summers. But we carry it year-round. Again, I try to carry soda pops and things that you don't see when you're at the gas station. When you're at the grocery store, I carry a lot of sodas from the U.S. you don't commonly see. So they're import, they're brought in. Yeah, people just love the variety, and they love, like, oh my God, where'd this come from? And I've never seen this before. I've never tasted that before. So yeah, the soda pop is awesome. Do you remember Pop Shop, of course?
Yep.
Still have, you know, Pop Shop, Dad's Root Beer. Everybody and their dog knows Dad's Root Beer. And so I get lots of comments from the crowd that comes in. They're like, oh my God, Dad's Root Beer. So yeah, it's just awesome to see people react when they see these classic old soda pops.
The Pop Shop in town here used to be at the old, where Lorneco is now. And
is
old,
that right?
The old, that big old wood building.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there used to be a big warehouse down there. Are you talking about Merrick's area?
Yeah.
When I grew up, we used to go, usually on Saturdays, and go to our local Pop Shop and bring the bottles back and, you know, look at the black cherry and lime Ricky and all the fun flavors that they had, and get new ones, of course.
That's another memory. Pop bottles would turn into candy.
You would.
You get your pop bottles, take them in, you change them in, you get free candy.
Absolutely. Again, that's a neat memory that you have, right? And I just love how candy brings memories to people where they... And they'll tell me out loud here at the store. And I've had the pleasure of speaking to so many people. They'll share a candy memory with me. I don't even know who these people are, but they'll say, oh my gosh, when I was 12 years old, and continue to tell me the story, and I love it.
Even listeners that may be listening to this program will be sitting there thinking about their candy memories.
Yeah, absolutely, and if people that are listening, they can always give the Candy Vault a call. We also have a presence on Facebook and Instagram, so if they want to kind of snoop and see some of the things we carry, you're welcome to do that, or you can reach out and give me a call. My staff or I at the store are happy to help you over the phone. And of course, the best way is to pop in person and experience it yourself and walk around and see all the different treats. But the candy world's ever changing and evolving. And so we're talking a lot here on the program about retro sweets, but we certainly do carry, for the young people right now, we do carry lots of current different candies and treats that they like. So there's plenty of contemporary, new, fun products that the young people are familiar with right now. So,
what's your website?
Well, we're working on that. Make a very long story short, a local company is building my website right now. That's in the works. But again, you can have a real good look at our Facebook if you type in the search bar The Candy Vault, or on Instagram The Candy Vault, you'll find us. And there's gazillions of pictures where you could sort of get a sense. If you've never, ever been here before, wherever you're listening from, you'll certainly get an idea.
What's your phone number?
Phone number here at the store, 250-833-5541.
Email address?
Email, sure. They can email info@thecandyvault.com.
Great.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program, and I really appreciate your guys' support and your time today. And I hope that all your listeners enjoyed our conversation. I know I have.
We really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed it, too. And I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your guys' station. And, of course, we wish continued success. Keep up the good work there.
Thanks.
You know, you guys are all about hitting the home runs home for local, local, local. And that's awesome for all of us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Sean.
Absolutely.